and from TV ads to movies now. Slate's Ben Williams is here every Friday on what critics say about the new movies. Here's his summary judgment.
Our first movie this week is Man on Fire, starring Denzel Washington as a mercenary in search of a kidnapped girl.
What am I going to do? I'm going to leave. I got to go.
Go?
Yeah.
Come on. What about me?
What about you? We've got 40 seconds.
Come on.
45.
Last wish, please.
Last wish. I wish you had more time. Hey.
Vengeance is everywhere, notes the Philadelphia Inquirer somberly. Man on Fire is just the latest in a recent string of grim countenance payback movies. After a character-driven first half, the film descends into hysteria and the violence becomes relentless, sighs the Chicago Tribune. Some critics give in to their worst impulses. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer says Man on Fire works as an irresistible 9/11 revenge fantasy, while the Washington Post muses on its vicious beauty. But most are repelled. The New York Times disdains the combination of minimal suspense and maximum sadism. LA Weekly recoils from sheer brutish, over-the-top absurdity. And Salon says, this movie isn't just about a kidnapping. It is a kidnapping. And where are the hostages? The week's other major wide release is 13 Going on 30, starring Jennifer Garner of TV's Alias as a geeky teen magically transformed into a chic magazine editor.
Please listen to me. I'm 13!
Jen, if you're gonna start lying about your age, I'd go with 27.
I don't know what's happening. I don't know what to do.
Okay, Jenna, just calm down, okay? We have a meeting in 10 minutes, okay? I'm gonna tell you what to do. Repeat after me. I am Jenna Rank, Big Time Magazine Editor.
I am?
Move over, Julia Roberts, advises Entertainment Weekly. 13 Going on 30 convinces everyone that Jennifer Garner has big screen moxie. The Philadelphia Inquirer says this is an irresistible, star-making performance, while the Los Angeles Times admires Garner's hard body muscles and soft-serve charm, calling her a Terminator and Cupcake both. As for the movie, it plays like it was made by people who are 30 going on 13, jeers the Chicago Tribune. The similarities to the Tom Hanks movie Big bug the New York Times. This often feels like pre-chewed bubblegum, says Elvis Mitchell. But the Village Voice thinks age ain't nothing but a number, saying the 30-something in me was all gag me with a spoon, but the kid in me was like, this movie's rad to the max.
Slate's Ben Williams with this week's summary judgment.